this wonderful man. I was not expecting to cry. That's him. Why I changed my mind? I changed my mind because I went, I saw all the pictures. And I was seeing him. And all of a sudden, I saw my picture with him. It gave me tears. My picture with him. I said, no, I'm not going to pass it in silence. But I'm glad Thomas, he said the most important about him, and that's the way you wanted. You wanted yourself to know him and how the way you know him. Myself, I was the last friend for him and the least. But I wanted from you to know this from me. Why he died? Why? Because all the humans, they die, yes. But we can live 100 years. Why? I know you are people of faith. And I know, like me, and why I liked him, because he was like me, or I was like him. Because we don't want to die, my friends. Nobody wants to die. That's the message I wanted to pass it to you. God did not create us for death. God created us to live forever, for the eternal life. For love eternal. Why he died? And to tell you the truth, yesterday, now I saw she is a judge. She told me the same question. Why he died? A judge. She is not here now. I'm not seeing her here. But I saw her also this morning. Why he died, Father? And it turned to be a Catholic lady. And somebody else also, he came to me, and he was a judge. He told me he could have done still good work. I should give you an answer. I know perhaps you have a better answer than me, but I should give you an answer. I'm not going to leave you. I don't know if I'm going to see you again, perhaps in heaven. But I should tell you the truth. You are a good people, and you are a people of faith, and I was impressed today. Many times I wanted to cry, I held my tears, now it came. Because really everything was said and was celebrated today. To me, for sure to you the same, but because I am a stranger, everything was so beautiful. Everything, the pictures, you, the judges. I don't know how many judges. I thought we, in Lebanon, when somebody died, we bring 40 priests. I thought at the beginning there are 40 priests here. But no, there are judges. You see? And I wanted to start. And what I hear, the most beautiful song I like in my life. It is How Great Thou Art. And if you don't believe me, I can sing it to you in Arabic. In 1 second. Nafsi tughanni ya mukhallisi. I continue. Ma a'zamak. ما أعظمك. How great thou art. You see? Yes. Now you believe me because you heard me. But I want from you to believe me about why he died, a young man. I lost him like you. Really. Because I said, I discovered a treasure here in this area. He is a spiritual. He is a hero. To me, he is a hero. And I'll show it to you. And he's a fighter. I am not a hero, but I am a fighter. And I am from a community in Lebanon. We fighted 1,600 years all the fanatism from the Arab world. And we resisted, and we continue to resist till the end of the world. That's why I understand him. Thank you, my friend. And that's why the lesson from him: don't accept my friend's death. You shouldn't be angry with God, yes. Don't accept death. Don't accept sickness. Don't accept weakness. We should be humble like him, but we should fight. Fight for what? Why do you think he was fighting? He loving himself? No, as his son he said it. He loved every one of you, but for sure most his family. He wants to be close to them. Why you are taking me, Lord, now? I have plans. I have love to give. I have grandchildren enjoying them. You see, he did say that. I know. And I was with him with the fight. I wanted him to fight. I didn't want him to die like you. I didn't want him to die. Really. I prayed every saint. I knocked on the door of heaven. I used any spiritual power to keep him here. Why? Why he died? Young, full of energy, intelligent, spiritual to me. I'm losing a friend, not only a judge, intelligent and good and eminent. I used to always to call him Your Honorable or Your Eminence. I called him a few times Thomas myself. Why? Again, I don't want to leave here from giving you the answer. Two things. But that's what I want to pass to you. There is hundreds of answers. Every one of you can find an answer. But my answers. We are Christians. We are baptized. We are like Jesus. You can't skip it. We are like Jesus. It means we're going to hold our cross, as he said, as the deacon said. But most, Jesus, before he died, he said, I'm going to my Father to prepare for you a better world. This world is so beautiful, my friends, because of his grace. But our last home is not here. That's one of the answers. The other answer, Jesus said also in the Bible, the grain of wheat, if it will not fall, it will not give much fruits. He fall, he left us. There is more fruits to come. Wait for them. That's what my last answer for you is.